in the beginning of the parasha, talks about the childbirth, and it in the context of childbirth. So a lot of the commentaries talk about life in the womb, life of the fetus in utero. And David HaMelech actually in Tehillim 139:15, David HaMelech in Psalms 139:15, he says, he makes the following beautiful, beautiful pasuk. I want to just read it to you. Here, the beautiful words. 139:15. For you have created my mind. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I acknowledge you, for I am awesomely, wondrously fashioned. Wondrous are your works, and my soul knows it well. Again, I'm going to read that again in the Hebrew. Right? You, David HaMelech, is saying that I thank you, God. I acknowledge your wondrous works. You created me in the womb, and my soul knows it well. My frame was not hidden from you. That which I was made in concealment, which I was knit together in the lowest parts of the earth. He's speaking about his in utero experience. What is it with the wonders that were revealed to me? What's he talking about? So, Rabbeinu Bachai has one idea, and the Alshach has another. But I'll tell you what the Alshach says. The Alshach says that David HaMelech is teaching us the idea that the Gemara reveals to us, that when the baby or the fetus is in utero, so he is being exposed to the wonders of the world, and the wonders of the world in this context refers to the depths, the ultimate depths of Torah. That we, as we all know, that the fetus in utero is exposed to the deepest secrets of Torah, to all of Torah. And then, of course, and he says, and therefore my soul knows it all. That's Psalms chapter 139, verse 14 or 15. Take a look there. My soul knows it. So, of course, the question is, then why do we forget it? That's the million-dollar question. So, says the Alshich, listen to this amazing idea, just a simple idea. He says, because a human being has to know internally that even though you forgot the Torah, it's still there. And therefore, my learning Torah is not a process of discovery, it's a process of revelation. It's not a process of learning something new, it's a process of finding something that's there already. And therefore, when we say in the Shemona Esrei, Hashiveinu avinu l'toratecha v'karveinu malkeinu l'avodasecha, Hashiveinu avinu doesn't mean let me find. Hashiveinu avinu means let me return to your Torah. Lehashiv means I was there already. Hashavat aveda, right? I want to return the lost object. When it comes to serving you, God, I've never done that before. So therefore, I'm asking you to bring me close to you. Because that's something that the soul wasn't doing mitzvot in the womb. But the soul was learning Torah. When it comes to Torah, we say, Hashiveinu avinu l'Torah techa. Our Father, return us to your Torah. Return, because we were there already. And this is also what Chazal say in a very beautiful, cryptic way. Yagata umatzata. That if a person works very hard, but if you don't expend any effort, it says lo yagati, I didn't work hard, and therefore and matzati, and I found it anyway. The rabbis say, don't believe him. You accomplish nothing in this world without working hard. But the rabbis say something very interesting. Yagata, that if a person works hard, umatzata, if you work hard and then you find it, then believe him. But the problem is, it's a bit of a nuanced non sequitur. Because matsata means that you found that which was lost. Yagata means which you toiled to accomplish. So which one is it? Accomplishment means that it wasn't there. Mitzia means that it was there and I found it. So says the Vilna Gaon, this is the Gemara is teaching us, that when a Jew is given the opportunity to learn Torah in utero, and then he forgets it. It's for the following reason. It's for the human being to realize that when he learns Torah, even if he puts in a lot of work, it's a process of discovering himself. It's a mitzia. Mitzia means a lost object. The process of learning Torah is finding that which I already have. And therefore, he says something amazing. He says, and why did God have to do that? Because when you were a little baby, when you were in utero, you were totally clean. It was a pristine Torah. It wasn't a jaded, cynical, agenda-driven Torah. It was a Torah of purity. Bali lichlucha chet. And therefore, you were able to achieve unbelievable heights. And then, when you learn the Torah in this world, which you have to learn through toil, because nothing in this world can be achieved without toil, therefore, when you learn the Torah in this world, then you're able to get to something very deep, much deeper than what you could ultimately achieve without it. And this is what the Vilna Gaon says, is the idea of Yagati Umatsati. So the beginning of the Parsha of Tazria talks about the greatness and the grandeur, the majesty of man that begins with the in utero rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the end of the parasha talks about man who forgets, who obscures, who is in the world of basar. You see, and I'll end with this point. The Ksav Kabbalah says that the word basar, which means flesh, that it also is connected to the word mivaser. Mivaser means to inform. Vivaser lanu visoros tovos. So a human being, when they look at their flesh, right? What is it about the flesh that's so important to the tzara'as? Says the Ksav Kabbalah, he says that very often the way a person looks on the outside, the way they look on the outside is a revelation or is an indication of what's going on the inside, right? You know that the word for face means panim. Panim means face, but panim also means inside. So says the Ksav Kabbalah that if a human being lives with that reality of the neshama animating him, that he's a happy, holy, healthy person who struggles, and that's part of what Hashem wants, and that his ultimate goal is to be able to toil to achieve greatness, so then you'll live a life of tremendous outer happiness, external happiness. But if you what? If you're, as we started out this year, but if you're caught up in the world of the basar, the world of the flesh, the world of the material, so then what? Then that will be reflected in the externals also. We don't have taras. We have a lot of miserable people in the world. Right? A lot of miserable people. You might not have formal taras, but trust me, there's more than enough Prozac to go around. He writes that we should be zoche to live life where we realize that nafshi yodas ma'od, that we are souls, that there are souls that are cloaked in the ability to achieve greatness. And be'ez Hashem, we do that, then not only will our next world be great, but this world will also be great. A beautiful, meaningful Shabbos called